Hey, it's Sean Spicer.
And I'm Katie Pavlich.
The midterm elections are approaching and the anticipation is building with each passing day. President Trump's in full stump mode, traveling the country and campaigning for his fellow Republicans in Congress. It goes without saying, there's a lot on the line when Americans go to the polls on November 6th.
Stay up to date with the latest news and information by subscribing to our new podcast, Everything is Going to Be All Right. It's available now on radio.com, iTunes, or wherever you go to download your podcast.
That's Everything's Going to Be All Right.
Subscribe today and don't miss out.
Bob Hattie, Vinny Serrato, we welcome in Bernard Pollard. Bernard, what is happening?
Man, I'm chilling. How y'all doing?
Doing all right. We played the hit you laid on Stephen Ridley back in the championship game up in Foxborough. And, you know, 2012 seems like it was only yesterday, but that hit led to a touchdown. You guys went on and won the Super Bowl. As you watch, and I remember you telling me at Two Rivers during the Bernard Pollard show that the NFL could be gone in 20 years. Rules have changed. As you watch football nowadays, Bernard, as a physical player, how is it different from when it was just six short years ago?
Man, the biggest thing about it is this is an offensive game. And if you look at the NBA, you look at the NFL, they have changed it to where they want points scored. And, you know, you look at the NFL, man, and it's just sad because people, announcers, referees, coaches, players, they know and they see that this game is catered towards the offensive player. And it's just so difficult for a defensive player to play this game. I'm watching offensive players lower their heads and try to run over guys, but as soon as a defensive player lower their head to run over a guy or land on a quarterback, it's a penalty. And that 15 yards or that automatic first down is that can be, you know, that can be a win or loss for a football team, and it's just crazy.
Bernard, you know what's interesting is, I mean, hockey changed their rules to get more scoring. Basketball, I mean, the scoring, you know, everything's for the offensive guy. I mean, it sells tickets. And, you know, pro sports, it's all about making money. And if they can make money, that's what they're going to do. All right, so speaking of the way the game is played, football is played now with, you know, offensive play, don't you think that the Ravens are playing, I'm talking about their safeties. Neither safety is great in coverage. So, I mean, they've got safeties that fit 4 or 5 years ago, not in today's game. Would you agree, disagree? Or don't say it about the Ravens. Just say what type of safeties are needed in today's game.
Well, I think the type of safeties that are needed in today's game is going to have to be lighter safeties that can, you know, run around. They're not hard hitters. But I think when you look at the Ravens safety, it's a little different than what the Ravens have been used to. And I'll say this now, and I've said it before, but the players that are there are the players that Harbaugh wanted. And, you know, neither safety is a physical dominant player. Both players are, you know, they're good quality players that will, I don't know if they're game changers. And this is no disrespect to them, but when you look at what's been there in the organization, you had your Ed Reed, you had your, you know, just other safeties that
Bernard Pollard
oh man, I mean, they changed the game with a hit or with an interception or with, you know, deception and, you know, and showing different coverages or different things of that nature. I look at it now, man, it's just so difficult. You need lighter guys at the position that's going to run because they want to throw the ball 50 plus times a game, and these guys are, you know, they're not hard hitters, and the hard hitters are, man, they're gone, you know, they're not even there anymore. So it's kind of crazy. It's weird to watch, and it's hard to watch, to be honest with you.
Bernard Pollard joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bernard, Super Bowl champion for the Ravens after the 2012 season. Vinny and I, Bernard, have been talking about this all week. Ravens have lost two in a row, 3 of 4. They're 4-4. Steelers coming to town. By the way, Bernard 3-1 against the Steelers during his career in Baltimore. But Ravens lose. They're 4-5. Bisciotti said after last year that he would have thought about firing John Harbaugh. From your perspective, and maybe it's certainly close because you played for him, but could this be the biggest regular season game of his career, knowing that they go to the bye 4-5, they have 3 straight home games, including 2 against the teams they're chasing in the division?
Well, you know, I wasn't surprised. That was what Mr. Bisciotti said. You know, you look at it, I thought it should have happened a couple years ago. Just the Ravens aren't who they were. And I understand, you know, we change, you know, teams change and rules have changed or whatever it may be. But, you know, he unlocked a treasure and it allowed him access to the roster when he won the Super Bowl. And when he was granted that access to the roster, you know, he was able to make changes. He blew up that defense. And so when you blow up that defense and you bring in the guys that you want, you know, I think, you know, he got exactly what he wanted. And I think the fans are suffering from it. The team is certainly suffering from it. And it's not a dominant defense. It's not, you know, you don't no longer have those dominant outspoken players. And I know Terrell's still there, but if you look at those guys that made a difference and spoke out to the media, spoke out, you know, to, you know, and no disrespect to the coaches, but, you know, we let the coaches know, like, this is what works for us, coach. Like, you know, this is how we respond to certain coverages or whatever it may be. You know, he got rid of those guys. And, you know, I look at it, and this is definitely a game that they need to win. They must win. You know, I think, you know, like I said, what Mr. Bushotti said, I thought it should have been done a couple of years ago, but he runs the team. That's his team. It's his money. And he's going to do it the way he wants it.
Hey, Bernard, when it was Pittsburgh week, was that week different than any other week during the season?
I think it was. Yes, it definitely was. You know, our fans, our preparation, you know, just our mentality going into the game. You know, this is a team that we hate. These are players that, you know, as far as players, we dislike them a lot. You know, it was things that were, if they were said over the media waves or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, we remember that and we put that into our bag and allowed it to fuel us on game day, and, you know, for our preparation throughout the week. So, you know, this is definitely a game where so many players, you know, I think on both sides, you know, it's going to be animosity. It's going to be hate going into this game. It's going to be a physical game. I think, you know, when you look at the rules that they're trying to implement and the things that they're calling, I think, you know, the refs are going to kind of let some things go. But I think, you know, I think the Ravens need to establish their dominance. I think Joe's going to have to go into the game and be Joe. You know, I got Joe back 100%. I love Joe. I love what he's done or whatever, but, you know, he's going to almost have to play a perfect game to lead this team to victory.
Hey, Bernard, talk about, like, bye week coming up. You know, the Ravens, talk about if you beat the Steelers, what the bye week's like, or if you lose to the Steelers, then you've lost three in a row, what the bye week would be like as a player.
Well, I think as a player, and it's hard. So to look at the mentality as far as what the coaching staff is going to do in Baltimore, and you look at just players, period, you know, going into this bye week, this is a must-win game. You want to win this game. But I think at the end of the day, you know, to have two losses in a row or to have three losses in a row, or even if you win, you know, you've got to look at rest. These guys are exerting a lot of energy every week, week in, week out, every single day. So you're going to have to get them some rest. You want to get them back up some, you know, you want to get them reps. Your starters, you want to get guys that are teetering on that injury line and guys that are in the training room. You want to get them back on the football field. So you want to try to figure out the best way possible to take care of your players. And I think they're going to have to be smart with that. I don't, you know, you'll handle the bye week when it happens, but I think, you know, going into this game, you really can't think about it. Know it's coming, but at the end of the day, you got to know the Steelers. That's the bottom line of what's happening, and you got to get ready to play them jokers and beat the piss out of them.
Bernard Pollard joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Super Bowl champion for your Baltimore Ravens, Bernard Pollard. We talked earlier, Bernard, about the changes of the rules, making it more of an offensive game, which I guess attracts more fans, certainly helps from a fantasy football perspective. When you watch the way the game is played now, and it's not like you've been away forever, it's only a couple of years since you last played, is there a team in particular, as it's become offensive, that you really like watching, like the Rams or like the golden goose right now of the NFL?
Obviously you've seen the Ravens, you've been there for a long time, but you know, obviously the relationship that we built while I was there and just communicating, man, you know, for me to watch the game, it's hard because I think Kurt Warner said it best. You know, you look at these, all of these yards, you look at these percentages, and everybody going, oh, well, this is up this year. You know, it's never been like this in the National Football League. Well, you can't touch these damn players. You can throw the ball around. It's throw and catch. You know, it's an automatic first down if somebody hold. But if let the offensive hold, you know, they get to repeat that. And then, oh, we're going to give them 5 yards or 10 yards, whatever it may be. And I just, you know, I don't respect some of the stuff that they're doing, because if I was playing, you got to drop dick. And I mean, I'm just being honest with you. This is how I talk. This is how we talk in the game. If a receiver want to run across the middle, man, you slap that sucker. You let him know that, yo, you come across here again, we're going to put you in your place. And, you know, so they've gotten rid of that. So you got guys running free across the middle. You can't touch them. If they catch a ball, if you drop your head, even though he dropped his head, if the defensive player dropped his head, it's a flag. I don't understand it. And I was looking at a rule, or I was looking at the game the other day. They got, you know, a defensive player for hands to the face. It was a third down. They made the stop. But then what about the offensive player's hands to the face when a receiver or running back is running and he takes the defender face mask and controls his head and he stiff-arm him and then he gets off of him? That's hands to the face. That should be a penalty. But we got guys that don't understand the game, making rules for the game, and it's just destroying the game, to be honest with you.
Bernard, if I say Ben Roethlisberger, you say what?
Slap that sucker, I can't stand him.
Now, what do you think of him as a player?
He's a good player. I mean, and I've said the same thing about Tom Brady. I can't stand him on the football field, but he's a heck of a football player. He's a competitor. And, you know, and I might, you know, I can come off and I can say whatever I want to about a player, but I will give a player, if I respect him, the respect that he deserves and the respect that he's earned. But at the end of the day, you know, Terrell and them need to get after him, hit him, and hit him often. Keep him on the ground. Put your body weight on him. Like I said, I believe the refs are going to let this game kind of go a little bit, you know, further than what has gone in the past. But hit that joker and make him feel it.
Bernard Pollard, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bernard, tell everybody what you're up to nowadays.
Man, I'm living life. I'm watching football, pissed off, stay angry. Still trying to get over freaking Harbaugh destroying his doggone team. Me and Kerry Williams talk about it all the time. He's actually my neighbor. And he's my best friend, my boy. I love him to death. But we just, man, I just, we should have 3 or 4 Super Bowls. And because of arrogance and ego, this sucker's still sitting there, man. Man, why you have to ask me that? You didn't have to ask me that. Now you brought up emotions and everything else, man. So,
you're running hot, Bernard. You're running hot.
Let it go.
Bernard, always great to catch up, man. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks if you don't mind.
All right, B, man. Hit me up, bro.
You got it. You're Bernard Pollard, former Ravens safety, Ravens Super Bowl champion. Yeah, maybe he's got a little bit of a problem with John Harbaugh.